You're listening to the audio production of 100 Devotions for Kids Dealing with Anxiety by Justine Froker, published by Zondervan and read by the author.
Introduction. Dear friend, I am honored to be writing this book for you, the teen I may never know in person, and yet I feel like I can guide and walk alongside you with Jesus to help you cope with anxiety. It is my hope and prayer that over the next 100 days, you will find the space to feel the calm and comfort of Jesus, identify the skills and resources to help you know that you are not your anxiety, and most of all, feel God's love. I am here to help you, whether you need tools to help you fall asleep at night, strategies to calm the feeling when you can't catch your breath, or words to remind you that you are loved and that you matter. Throughout this audiobook, I will mostly read in the we perspective because we are in this together. Each day, you will listen to a scripture verse and a short devotional, followed by a journaling activity prompt, which is meant to help you move what you've listened to into your heart and practice. So grab a journal and a pen or pencil. By being in community and connection with one another and with our Jesus, we heal. The world is hard and can be scary. When we have Jesus as our example, friend, and Savior through it, we know we are never alone. Justine. Day 1. Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. Luke 5, verse 16. Some people like being alone more than others. Some of us love being around lots of people. And some of us are a little bit of both. Do you feel energized after spending time alone or after spending time around people? Sometimes it can feel like we are super connected, especially with the internet, FaceTime, and social media. However, there can be limitations to online connections because it means we are often missing the true presence of other people. You know that presence where you can read someone's body language, see their facial expressions, look into their eyes, and even kind of feel their emotions and respond in real time? Although these things may be missing in online interactions, I have no doubt that true connection is still possible if we are being our true, authentic selves. Either way, learning to sit with ourselves is a skill we must learn and one that Jesus demonstrated in Scripture. Like we see in today's verse, Jesus often sat by himself, away from others, and turned to his Father. Sometimes it feels scary to sit with ourselves and to be alone. Remember, alone doesn't necessarily mean lonely, especially because God is always with us, whether we ask him to be or not. Although, I think he likes it when we invite him to be with us. When you are alone, do you feel lonely? Does this bring up more anxiety for you? How can you turn to God with that anxious, lonely feeling? Day 2. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way. Walk in it." Isaiah 30, verse 21. You know that voice inside of you, the one that always seems to be there, whether or not you want to listen to it? The voice may barely be a whisper some days. Other days, it is a booming voice that you simply cannot ignore. Some people refer to the voice as intuition or a gut instinct. For those of us who know who God is, we often call it Holy Spirit. Maybe it is all of the above. Regardless, life will pull you in many directions. Maybe it is toward an opinion of someone you respect or an authority figure who has an opposing opinion. Perhaps your friends have changed interests and the things they like don't align with your interests or outlook anymore. Somewhere inside, somewhere you can't quite name, you hear that voice, a whisper or a shout that says, "This is the way. Walk in it." The Hebrew word for way in this verse means road, much like the Greek word used in John 14, verse 6. Jesus said he is the way, the truth, and the life. The road in front of you has a guide that will walk alongside you and show you the way. You have to listen carefully so you can hear him. Is there something going on right now that is bringing you anxiety?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?